We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
I love you.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, Earth Protecting Viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Outwater News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Beige. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a municipality in the United Arab Emirates works to safeguard the marine environment. In good governance news, Paraguay plans to gift 20,000 computers to students and teachers during 2011. In hero news, Fizz, a rescued Staffordshire Bull Terrier in England, finds Honey, a missing Shih Tzu. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 1st, is the birthday of legendary actress, singer, and dancer Miss Debbie Reynolds. Born Mary Frances Reynolds in El Paso, Texas, her illustrious career has included over 40 films. Singing in the Rain, in which Miss Reynolds had a starring role, has often been described as one of the greatest films of all time. Among Miss Reynolds' numerous accolades are 3 stars on the world-famous Hollywood Walk of Fame and several Lifetime Achievement Awards. In 1998, Miss Reynolds charmed the audience with her exuberant presence and wonderful sense of humor as she co-hosted the One World of Peace Through Music benefit concert at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, USA. Supreme Master Ching Hai was guest of honor at this grand event, which was organized by our association members. Miss Reynolds also delighted viewers as a distinguished guest speaker at Supreme Master Television's 3rd anniversary concert in 2009. Our warmest gratitude, Miss Reynolds, for so graciously sharing your amazing talents and loving spirit. May you have a blessed birthday with cherished ones.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Japan. With a confirmed toll of perished and missing reaching an estimated 28,000 as of Thursday, March 31st, survivors continue to struggle 3 weeks after the unprecedented earthquake and tsunami ravaged the northeastern parts of the country.
With officials unable to evaluate the number of unaccounted for in some coastal municipalities, search operations also have not been carried out within the 20-kilometer exclusion zone around the troubled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, with officials saying there may be as many as 1,000 victims' bodies in the region. Meanwhile, thousands remain in evacuation shelters, with businesses and other operations hampered by rolling power outages. More than 22,000 people thus far have been seen at consultation counters set up by Japan's Labor Minister in the hardest-hit Miyagi, Iwate, and Fukushima prefectures, asking about wages, unemployment benefits, and finding new jobs.
With all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai has donated $80,000 to assist Japan. Combined with additional contributions from our association members around the world, the amount now totals over $160,000. Saying that extra expenses would be reimbursed, she also requested that our association members, including doctors and nurses, please go help victims, especially the vulnerable, elderly and young, and bring them urgent necessities such as medicine. Our association's relief teams from Japan and Formosa or Taiwan began immediately conducting relief work in the worst hit areas, joined by members from South Korea.
On March 29th, our association members left Tokyo Center with a 4-ton truck, a 2-ton truck, and a wagon car of relief supplies to Iwate Prefecture. They were touched by how survivors have come together in their long road to recovery.
本部長さんは、こちらよりももっと被害が大変なところがあるから、そちらを先に救助なさってっていうようなことを言ってくださったそうなんですけども、その時のお気持ちを聞かせていただけますか。見込み等として出てくるのが陸前高田市の悲惨な状況が、本当にもう心が痛くなるような状況でしたので、こちらに比べてもひどくても手もつけられないような状況っていうのは分かっておりましたので、なんとかそちらの方もですね、大船渡と同様にですね、支援をいただければと思いまして、そのようなことを言ったんだと思います。はい。
The relief teams delivered sleeping mats, pillows, and rice to Ufunato City.
Okay, hey. 下が硬いとなかなか本当に寝てても休むことができないと、あの枕も同様にですね、あの日本人は枕がないと寝れないっていうそういう習慣を持っているものですから、今日はあのこのようにたくさんの敷布団マットあるいは枕をいただくことによって、あの夜もぐっすりですね、本当にぐっすり休むことができるのかなと思います。本当に感謝しております。ありがとうございます。
The relief team also gave the victims 12 sets of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
あの同じようなね、あの境遇の子どもたちたくさんいると思いますので、まあ、こういったものを通じてですね、少しでもあの心が和むようにしたいと思っていた矢先の本だったので、大変これについてもありがたいと思っております。本当にありがとうございます。あの本当にこれ一番欲しいものを差し当たりいただきましたので、当面はなんとかこれであの生活していけるんじゃないのかなと思っております。はい、ありがとうございます。
In what is now the worst nuclear crisis since the 1986 Chernobyl catastrophe, trouble continues at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Workers are still racing to remove water contaminated with high concentrations of radiation inside the turbine buildings of the number 1 through number 4 reactors, as well as in tunnels outside numbers 1, 2 and 3.
This must be completed before engineers can continue crucial work to restore the plant's cooling infrastructure. After hydrogen explosions at the plant's number 1 and 3 reactors earlier in the month led to the release of radioactive dust and debris over a wide area, teams sprinkled synthetic resin at certain locations on Thursday in hopes of preventing it from becoming airborne or entering the sea. Meanwhile, as readings of radioactive iodine in seawater near the plant surged to an all-time high of more than 4,385 times the legal threshold, the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, announced it is sending another marine environment expert to analyze the ocean water situation.
On Thursday, abnormal radioactive cesium was found in beef in Fukushima's 10A village, more than 70 kilometers from the power plant. It was contaminated with 510 becquerels per kilogram of cesium, which is above the limit of 500. This type of radioactive particle can build up in the body, leading to cancer.
Across the seas in the United States, traces of radioactive iodine have been detected in milk from the state of Washington after radiation from the Japanese plant was also found in the air and rainwater of several other states.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Food and Drug Administration said they are stepping up the monitoring of radiation in milk, rain, and drinking water across the nation.
Meanwhile, the Singaporean government widened its ban on Japanese food imports to include fruits and vegetables from Shizuoka Prefecture after radioactive iodine six times higher than the legal limit was found in spinach. On Thursday, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan announced that the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant will be closed down once the reactors are cooled and stabilized. As the first foreign leader to visit Japan since the disaster struck, French President Nicolas Sarkozy spoke in solidarity as he called for a group of 20 nations meeting on international nuclear safety and told Prime Minister Kan, Japan is not alone. In the face of this calamity, all of the G20 nations wish to aid Japan.
Our deep appreciation for all the Japanese and international teams working to stabilize conditions for the disaster-stricken people. Our thankfulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's wholehearted support and for the tireless endeavors of our association's relief team members. We pray for the protection and swift recovery of the cherished Japanese people, and that humanity's greater benevolence brings the changes needed to restore the balance of our ecosphere.
Assisting Burmese in need after powerful earthquake. The government of Myanmar, also known as Burma, and other aid groups have rushed to help the victims of the March 24th 7.0 magnitude earthquake, which left at least 74 people perished and over 100 injured. More than 1,000 villagers have thus far been reported homeless, with 225 homes and 9 government buildings reported destroyed and large cracks seen on roads and bridges. International relief organizations such as World Vision and the United Nations expressed appreciation for the Burmese government's swift response and cooperation, including in allowing them quick access to the most affected areas. According to Agence France-Presse, however, not all stricken villages have been reached and remain at further risk of landslides due to the coming rainy season. In addition, the lack of clean water supplies is another concern which officials have begun trying to address.
With all her sorrow, prayers and love, Supreme Master Ching Hai on March 29th said that if the Burmese government already allows, our association could bring $20,000 in emergency supplies to the quake victims. She added that our nearby association members could do the relief work, bringing comfort and love for the most desperate. This donation could purchase $862,000 in goods in the United States based on Myanmar's cost of living.
We thank the Burmese government and all international groups and personnel helping the Tembla afflicted, as we also appreciate the caring assistance of Supreme Master Ching Hai. With condolences for those who lost loved ones, we pray for the steady recovery of the Burmese people, and that through our combined benevolence, the world may become safer and free of such tragic events.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. Citizens speak out. As people across the world gather to call for improved living conditions for themselves and their families, along with political reforms that would bring greater respect for human rights and other social freedoms, their voices can be heard in countries such as Bahrain, Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Egypt, Honduras, Jordan, Libya, Morocco, Syria and Yemen.
Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh made a fresh offer to protesters that he would remain in office until new elections, but would meanwhile transition presidential powers to a caretaker government. However, protesters returned to the streets on Wednesday, March 30th, calling for him to step down immediately. In the United Kingdom, where 500,000 people marched last Saturday in protest of austerity measures, the Chief Inspector of Constabulary, Sir Dennis O'Connor, added his concern, saying that the police forces face a big challenge through the proposed cuts, which will likely reduce the ability of frontline personnel to protect citizens and uphold the law.
In the face of extensive questioning from the Kuwaiti parliament over recent incidents of international diplomacy, the nation's entire cabinet resigned on Thursday, saying that the emir, Sheikh Sabah al-Ahmad al-Jabbar al-Sabah, may select a new government that he feels is suitable to the public interest.
Press TV reports that Bahraini security forces have expanded their repression of the protesters by going into villages surrounding the capital and using live ammunition, resulting in the death of 15-year-old Zayed Ahmed Wednesday. In response to the government's deployment of foreign troops to stop the protesters, the Iranian parliament on Thursday called for Saudi Arabia to remove her forces from Bahrain to avoid further complications and encourage restored tranquility to the region.
In the Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, forces loyal to Alassane Ouattara, recognized internationally as the legitimate winner of the November 2010 elections, overtook the administrative capital of Yamoussoukro Wednesday. The UN Security Council also unanimously voted in more sanctions against incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo while calling for him to step down.
On Thursday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad ordered the Supreme Judicial Council to form a committee to probe the deaths of both civilians and military personnel in the Daraa and Latakia protesters' turmoil.
He also announced the creation of a legal committee that has been given until April 25th to study and draft legislation that preserves national security while considers lifting the country's 48-year-old emergency law.
Following reports on Wednesday that Libyan Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa had defected to the United Kingdom, it was reported Thursday that Ali Abdesalam Chekhi, recently appointed as the new Libyan UN envoy, has also fled to Egypt, stating it is the right of the nation to live in freedom and democracy. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister David Cameron and Foreign Secretary William Hague encouraged others with close ties to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi to defect, as Libya's Deputy UN Ambassador Ibrahim Dabashi stated that he expected more senior officials in the Libyan Philippine government to leave soon, explaining that many were finding it challenging due to tight government security in Libya. Joining the coalition to help in addressing Libya's troubles is the United Arab Emirates, as Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke about the type of help being offered, saying that his country is opposed to arming the revolutionaries with weapons.
North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen also affirmed that the NATO-led coalition role is to protect the Libyan people, not arm them.
Meanwhile, a new satellite television channel, Arah TV, is being set up by pro-democracy Libyan journalists with the help of the Qatari government. Human Rights Watch reported, meanwhile, that Libyan forces have planted landmines on the outskirts of Ajdabiya, which were discovered when a utility truck drove over and detonated two, although fortunately there were no injuries.
Palestinians and Arab Israelis marched in various locations Wednesday, calling for an end to Israeli occupation of Palestine as well as Palestinian reunification on the occasion of Land Day. Hamas leaders, meanwhile, expressed their willingness to advance national reconciliation by inviting Fatah leader and Palestinian National Authority President Mahmoud Abbas for a visit to Gaza. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also called on Wednesday for Israel to end the Palestinian territory's occupation, which began in 1967, stating it is morally and politically unsustainable, and to halt all aggression against Palestinians. President Abbas also stated that if peace negotiations do not restart with Israel, he will ask the UN to recognize Palestine as an independent state in September.
As we sorrow for the loss of precious lives, we pray for a ceasing of the conflict and that people in all nations may choose to live side by side in safety, freedom, dignity, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Leaders of Pakistan and India attend Cricket World Cup semi-finals. On Wednesday, March 30th, Pakistani Prime Minister Syed Yousaf Raza Gilani joined Indian Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh in India's city of Mohali to watch the Cricket World Cup tournament's semi-final match between their nations. The leaders hoped for peace between the neighbouring countries through cricket diplomacy, which was first introduced in 1978 by former Pakistani President Ziaul Haq. Although the game itself was won by India, both nations were victorious in engaging in friendly discussions to renew their relations. Commenting on the successful outcome of the talks, Indian Foreign Secretary Nirupama Rao said, "An extra positive and encouraging spirit has been generated due to today's meeting. We join in applauding the talented Pakistani and Indian cricket teams as we send our respectful appreciation for Your Excellency's diplomatic initiatives. With heaven's grace, may the beautiful people of Pakistan and India flourish in ever more shared understanding and peace."
President Mikhail Gorbachev honoured. On Wednesday, March 30th, a gala charity in London, UK was held to celebrate the Nobel laureate's 80th birthday and pay tribute to his actions and influence that have brought progressive change to the world, featuring major artists from both East and West, as well as celebrities and government dignitaries. The event also sought to raise millions for cancer charities, including the Raisa Foundation, named in honour of His Excellency's late wife.
The 25th year anniversary of President Gorbachev assuming office and his transformational influence in the then Soviet Union is also being commemorated in recognition of such achievements as opening free speech for the media, releasing political prisoners, and introducing multi-candidate free elections. In addition, His Excellency's efforts helped bring about the peaceful fall of the Berlin Wall in East Germany, leading to the country's ultimate reunification. Along with being awarded a Nobel Peace Prize, Mr. Gorbachev in 2010 was also honored with the first ever Dresden Award for his role in aiding global nuclear disarmament.
We see people fighting for their freedom and expression and being able to travel freely, as well as people like you being able to come into countries and freely report. I think you can probably draw a straight line to Mikhail Gorbachev and see that he began it.
We humbly salute Your Excellency Mikhail Gorbachev, whose visionary leadership has ushered in much peace and stability in the world. May your legacy continue to inspire individuals and governments alike toward greater harmony and shared respect among all people.
save our planet. In a bid to lower emissions in the country, Georgian government officials signed an agreement with automaker Renault Nissan for a first shipment of electric cars to be received for resale by the end of 2011, with plans also to replace the government's fleet with electric vehicles.
Save our planet. Scientists at the US-based Massachusetts Institute of Technology unveil a new artificial leaf fashioned from inexpensive materials designed to make homes, especially in developing countries, into self-sufficient power stations, with a process so efficient that one leaf placed in a gallon of water in bright sunlight can produce enough electricity for a day's needs. For this remarkable innovation, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the Massachusetts Institute of Technology research team with the Shining World Inventor Award.
Warning news. A toxic algal bloom in several Tasmanian waterways prompts the Australian Health Department to issue warnings against eating shellfish such as clams, mussels and oysters due to the risk of paralytic shellfish poisoning with symptoms that include tingling and weaknesses of the arms and legs and in extreme cases, death.
Hello, I'm Cock-a-Doodle Danny the Rooster, a joyful vegan with a tip of the day for your wild bird friends. When you go to refill your bird feeder, it's a good idea to clean and inspect it to make sure it's still in good condition. Please repair or replace it if necessary to keep your feathered friends safe and happy. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, for the weather around the globe.
Ecology News. Dubai Municipality works to safeguard the marine environment. The United Arab Emirates Municipality launched its annual Marasina campaign to raise awareness on the importance of protecting the ocean ecosystem. As part of the conservation endeavor, volunteers join in cleaning up the beach and taking away waste from the bottom of the sea. Important eco-information was also disseminated through workshops and films. Director General of the Dubai Municipality, His Excellency Engineer Hussein Nasser Lotta, said, "People have to be responsible for the environment, and the government and society should work together to achieve these goals." Our earnest thankfulness, Your Excellency Engineer Hussein Nasser Lotta and the Dubai Municipality community, for your efforts to keep the oceans and surrounding area healthy. May our precious life-supporting water resources be cared for and appreciated for a sustainable planet.
In good governance news, according to Prensa Latina, the Cuban news agency, Paraguay plans to supply 20,000 computers to students and teachers during 2011. The Ministry of Education and Culture has distributed 150 units that will be used by approximately 1,500 students. In addition, 3,000 computers will be gifted to instructors. Training has already been given to 11,000 individuals in computer technology. Our accolades and appreciation, Paraguay, for encouraging your smart citizens to join the global online network. May peace and plenitude reach every corner of your blessed land. Up next on Noteworthy News, a rescue dog becomes a rescuer. We'll go out and enjoy the garden. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more enhancing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, resplendent news for a glorious world. In animal news, Feeds, a rescued Staffordshire Bull Terrier, finds Honey, a missing Shih Tzu. Adopted canine Feeds was on one of his wonderful daily walks in Ashton Court Estate near Bristol in England. He was with his best friend, Tila, a Chihuahua cross, and their beloved caregivers, Ms. Alexandra Bassingham and Mr. Ying Ferguson. Earlier, the couple had seen posters indicating two Shih Tzus, Popeet and Honey, had gone missing on the grounds. Suddenly, Feeds ran toward what appeared to be Honey, who disappeared again and could not be found. 10 days later, Feeds once again detected Honey and raced into the brambles. When Miss Bassingham followed him, she located Honey entangled in thorns with her eyes covered with ulcers. Honey was reunited with her human companions, as well as lovely Popeet, and was given medical treatment. Bravo, clever Feeds, for finding beautiful Honey. We wish both of you many happy walks and joyful times with human and animal companions alike.
Let's listen to a joke told in All Axis or Vietnamese entitled Last Time.
Cảnh sát, tôi hy vọng đây là lần cuối của anh. Tôi không muốn thấy anh ở đây nữa. Ăn trộm. Sao vậy? Ông sẽ đổi việc à?
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I am very much grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures and all the good deeds she keeps doing for this planet. If possible, can you please send me the SOS flyer in three languages, English, Malay, and Chinese, so that I can forward to others? With thanks and best regards, Kim.
Gentle-hearted Kim, thank you for your supporting message. We are truly blessed to have Supreme Master Ching Hai's benevolent presence on our planet at this urgent time. The multi-language SOS flyer freely can be accessed at www.suprememastertv.com/SOS-flyer. Many thanks for sharing vital information about the earth-saving vegan diet, a compassionate solution to global warming. With all our best wishes and love. And Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Loving Kim, thanks for your heartfelt concern in the same endeavor. May heaven bless your soul and those of your country people. Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May divine grace be with you always.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan signs into law a long-awaited and landmark National Human Rights Commission Act, giving independence and funding for the commission to work toward protecting and promoting human rights in the country.
In a meeting in Moscow with European Integration Minister Yuri Lyanka of Moldova, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov conveys his country's willingness to compromise with Moldova in peace negotiations regarding the territory of Transnistria.
To help empower young women to aspire to economic independence, a pilot program being launched in Guangdong Province, China, is offering special classes in areas such as self-respect, confidence, and professional development.
With the assistance of an interpreter, US President Barack Obama holds a town hall-style meeting in English and Spanish, during which he affirms his commitment to immigration reform that provides a pathway to citizenship.
El Salvador's president, Mauricio Funes, inaugurates the first office of the government-sponsored project Women City, whose goal is to assist women in improving their living conditions by providing education, health, counseling, and childcare services.
With the help from a European Union donation of $92 million, the African Union is sending an additional 4,000 peacekeeping soldiers to Somalia to strengthen its mission of protecting innocent citizens.
In the US-based online news source, The Atlantic, journalist and author of Organic Incorporated, Natural Foods and How They Grew, Samuel Fromarts, affirms an ability to feed the entire global population by reducing resource-intensive foods such as meat.
Headed by British archaeologist David Elkington, a team of scientists are working to unravel the mysteries of 70 tiny books found in a cave in Jordan that, if authenticated, could unlock secrets of the earliest days of Christianity. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.